Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the bat for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves. The program all about your money, your business, and your life.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW, 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. Ray Lucia here. Along with my band of warriors. Where are they? 844-RAY, show the number if you want to check in. 844-729-7469. A very, very busy hour of money power just ahead. Low returns create bleak outlook in the retirement red zone. This according to Morningstar's David Blanchett. I don't think I should tell you this. I'm going to anyway. He says the 10-year return forecast puts those closest to retirement age in a very dangerous position because you're only going to earn less than 1% in a real, that is to say, after inflation rate of return over the next 10 years. What to do about that if he's right? I suspect he may be, by the way. I mean, the tree can't grow to the sky. And I guess he's forecasting at some point. He's probably not forecasting. I'm certain he's not forecasting that every year it's 1% real. In other words, if inflation's 2%, a 1% real rate of return meant a gross return of 3%. Of course, if you're paying fees and so forth, it's got to be reduced off the top of that. So that's not great news if you're on the precipice of retirement. We'll get a chance, hopefully, this hour to talk a little bit about that. Bond market's getting pretty interesting as interest rates have now been increased 6 times in the past 3 years. We've probably got 2 or 3 more to go. All of this because the economy is like freaking on fire. We still don't see much inflation, although there's a whole lot of people talking about it. But I start today with this. If you could add more than 2 years to your life during retirement, would you be interested? Steve Vernon wrote about this, the great actuary. He actually was quoting from a pretty insightful report titled "The State of Retirees: How Longer Lives Have Changed Retirement." The advisory firm United Income, which we have quoted from several of their studies on this program over the years, did this particular study. So they go on to say, is this feat of life extension the result of the latest advances in medicine and science, which we do discuss quite frequently in this program, but this time not quite. Here's what Vernon had to say. During the past 40 years, retirees have more than doubled the amount of time they spend in front of the TV, according to the United Income report. That's right. You and me, if you're retired, now spend 3 hours a day watching the tube. I know I do incessantly. I'm watching the news and I try to follow every Trump story and every ISIS story, every story I can follow, every market moving story. And I'm certain I don't do it during the day, but at nighttime, you know, starting at about, I don't know, 8 or 9 o'clock at night, my wife goes to sleep. And I stay up till midnight sometimes watching either those shows, or I saw a really interesting show last night. I forget what it was called, but it had to do with this young boy that was killed in the Spreckles Mansion in Coronado. It's right, you know, not too far from where I live. And then a couple of days later, the girlfriend of the billionaire who owned the mansion with whom she was living evidently hung herself. And these two guys were out reopening the case and investigating it because the sheriff's department, you know, called it a suicide, and her family and a whole lot of people believed that there was a murder involved. I even thought that until I watched this program last night. Very interesting. Anyway, it occupied at least the 3 hours that I spent watching the tube. And according to this report, I may be shortening my life by over 2 years. Suppose you're an average retiree, he says, who watches TV for 3 hours per day. Instead, you could decide to reduce your TV viewing to 1 hour per day, watching only your favorite shows. That would free up 730 hours per year, which instead could be devoted to activities such as pursuing a hobby that interests you. Only picking my guitar interests me. I don't have any other hobbies to speak of. Volunteering in your community. You know, I'd rather write a check. It's not my thing. My wife does a lot of volunteering, and I'll tag along with her. But, I support lots of different charities and stuff like that. It's just that I'm just not a social guy that way. I don't know. It's just the way I'm cut. I can't explain it. Spending more time with friends or family. Well, we like that. I don't have that many friends. I mean, people that are really close to. But the ones we have a good time with. So that'd be fun to do. Working for pay if you need extra income. I'm kind of come see, come saw on that one. Because working for pay also comes with a lot of obligations that, you know, when you're my age, you spent 40 years in business. It's kind of nice not to have to worry about stuff like that. It's not what retirement is supposed to be about, or at least in my case, semi-retirement. Although it would be nice if I got paid a lot more for the work that I am doing. That's a whole other story. Increased TV viewing heightens people's concerns about personal safety, health, and financial security, the research found. Those who watch more TV also have lower morale compared to those who don't. You'd also have time to boost physical activity. Now, this one makes sense to me. For example, the United Income Report found that retirees spend less than 1 hour per day on physical activities. I think that does describe me, I'm unfortunate to say. According to the research cited by the paper, increased sedentary activity is associated with a higher risk of type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease, and death from all causes. All right, so I got to get off the couch and, well, I really don't sit in a couch. I got a recliner that I love. It's my favorite chair of all time. You could also research how to improve your nutrition, which could lead to improved health and longevity. According to the Stanford Center on Longevity's Sightlines report, only about 1 in 4 Americans eat the recommended 5 servings of fruits and vegetables each day. Got me there. 5 servings of fruits and vegetables? I'd be lucky to get 1 or 2. I do eat the 4 basic food groups, donuts. I'm just kidding. Although we got this place, Donut Touch, down the street. Man alive, they make some seriously good donuts. They put Krispy Kreme to shame. Anyway, I'll take the grandkids' donuts every once in a while and sneak one, but don't tell anybody. If you assume most people are awake for about 16 hours per day, then freeing up 730 waking hours per year adds the equivalent of about 45 days of life per year. If you're retired for 20 years, that's 900 days, 2.5 years. That's in the report. So there you have it. Don't sit on your can. Get up and do something. All right, this just in. New tax law could doom divorcing clients. Now, I don't have any clients anymore, but if you're a financial advisor, you need to know this. Or if you're going through a divorce, thinking about a divorce, or you're already divorced and paying alimony, you need to know that the new tax law eliminated the payer spouse's ability to deduct alimony payments. So if you've got, you know, a prenuptial agreement, or you're paying $5,000 a month to your ex-spouse or whatever, and you were deducting those alimony payments and your spouse was reporting them as income. Yeah, this was something that wasn't well, I think, publicized in this new tax bill. But usually the lower earning spouse, which many times is the female in the duopoly, got more money because the rich husband was able to deduct those payments. Well, now the rich husband can't deduct those payments, and the lower income paying spouse will still report that as income. I'll finish on this topic when we come back, and then I'll get into what David Blanchett from Morningstar was talking about when he said low returns create a bleak outlook for individuals in the retirement red zone. You know, the 20-yard line before you're going to go into score. That's the red zone in football. In the retirement red zone, that means you're very close to scoring your retirement, or you're already there. All right, we'll be back. Stick around. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690. Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy. pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Men is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Reason number 12 why you should own a ThermoSpa's hot tub? They require no attachment to your home's plumbing. Thanks to the ThermoSpa's unique built-in thermofiltration system that filters the water an incredible 144 times a day, you simply fill it with a garden hose and your water stays crystal clear with very little maintenance. Call to receive a free DVD and brochure and find out how you can own a ThermoSpa's hot tub for only a few dollars a day. Right now, they're offering 0% APR financing with approved credit and a $1,000 savings coupon, including free delivery, free chemicals, and a cash discount. And with models starting at $4,995, there will never be a better time to own a ThermoSpa's hot tub. So call now and ask about this limited-time offer. Call ThermoSpa's today at 800-956-7183 for your free DVD and brochure. That's 800-956-7183. ThermoSpa's, hot tubs designed to improve your life. Call 800-956-7183 today to take advantage of 0% APR financing.
Biz Talk Radio.
Hey, welcome back, folks. It is the Ray Program, helping you to make better money moves. So we're talking about this new tax bill and how it affects alimony payments. It used to be that typically the higher income individual would get tagged for a little bit more in alimony costs because they got a big deduction, and then that income would have to be reported by the spouse. That's totally changed now, at least beginning January 1 of 2019. There will be no income tax deduction for alimony payments. And, of course, the payments would then be tax-free. I think I mistakenly said they would be taxable a few minutes ago. But, no, they wouldn't be. As long as the IRS gets the tax money on one side, they're not going to double tax you. So the new tax law eliminated the payer's spouse's ability to deduct alimony payments, but pre-existing alimony orders will not be impacted. For any divorce or separation instrument effective on or before December 31, 2018. So if you're going to get, you know, separated, divorced, or whatever, well, divorced, not separated, then you ought to get it done this year if it's going to happen. So they wanted to give an example. This happened to be in Massachusetts, but it's pretty much the same just about anywhere. But in Massachusetts, generally, alimony is not supposed to exceed the recipient spouse's need or 30 to 35% of the difference in income between the spouses. And they give an example. Alex earns 200 grand and Blake has no income. The parties divorce and agree upon an alimony order of 32.5% of the difference between the spouse's income, or $65,000 a year. It's a pretty big, tall order for a $200,000 income. I know you're not feeling too sorry for him, but it's, you know, it's a lot of dough. By using the $65,000 in payments as a tax deduction, assuming a 28% simple tax rate, Alex's obligation only costs him $46,800 a year. Now, if the above fact pattern occurs after 2018 without the benefit of the alimony deduction, an alimony payment of $65,000 will cost $65,000 or $18,200 more. Wow. That's a big number. That is a big, huge number. So it would behoove individuals that are divorcing, in particular for the person that's writing the check, to try to get this thing done this year. All right, moving right along. This one disturbed me. Not that it disturbed me from the standpoint that I didn't already know that many of the pundits that are seemingly in the know, like Morningstar's David Blanchett, he's a CFA, CFP, CF, you name it. Very smart guy. Young guy, but smart. Smart as can be. He says the 10-year return for the S&P 500 will be less than 1% in real terms, real numbers, real after inflation numbers. So those that are in the so-called retirement red zone, that is to say either leading up to retirement or maybe you already crossed the finish line, this is not good news at all. Because remember, as we've discussed many times on this program, the sequence of your returns is critically important once you begin the decumulation phase of retirement. If you, for example, start out in retirement with a couple of back-to-back bad years, you could be in some pretty serious trouble. This is why I have written about this and I've talked about it many, many times. You need to segment your portfolio. And I hearken back to a research study that I've discussed before that looked at 15-year cycles. Blanchett here is talking about a 10-year cycle. But if you segmented your money into a couple of different pots or buckets or call them whatever you want, then what you can do is you can build an expectation of a rate of return, nominal or real, for one bucket that is significantly greater than the other bucket because the longer-term bucket has ample time to recover. And the Kitsis study that was done on 15-year cycles fascinated me, and that's why it sticks in my brain so much. Because he looked back at 15-year rolling periods since like the 1890s. And what he found is if you went through a 15-year cycle of poor returns, and clearly if you're only going to get a 1% real rate of return over 10 years, your 15-year numbers aren't going to look good even if those last five are darn good. He looked at every rolling 15-year period since, call it, the beginning of the last century. And what he found out was over 30 years, the rate of return when you just compounded the growth was still within a stone's throw of 8 to 10%. So you still made good money. Now, if you had a bad 30-year cycle, maybe you earned 8. If you had a good 30-year cycle, maybe you earned 10 or 11. But by and large, it was not that disparate. But now, when we start thinking about retirement and withdrawing money from a portfolio that ain't doing so hot, things get very, very dicey for retirees in the so-called red zone. But if you segmented your portfolio into stuff that's pretty safe and the other stuff like stocks and real estate and so forth that's pretty risky, the risk tends to mitigate over time, and according to Kitsis, 15-year cycles. But he says over the first 15 years, you could underperform as much as 400 basis points, which could take an 8% performance down to 4%. And if inflation's 3%, now you get down to Blanchett's 1% real rate of return. And that freaks a lot of people out, including myself. That would not be good for somebody that needs to take 4% plus inflation plus a little bit to pay taxes. But Kitsis also looked at the rolling periods, the subsequent 15-year rolling periods. And there he determined that you could have 400 basis points of overperformance. So if you only earn 4% nominal over a 15-year period, the next 15 years you're earning double digits. And that more than makes up for the fact that you just drained your safe bucket over a 15-year period, as long as you do not push the panic button. So while Blanchett's point is well taken, no doubt about it, the solution is segmenting your portfolio into safe and risky buckets. And of course, all the other stuff we talk about, annuitizing income and real estate and non-correlating assets, that all helps a lot. But the segmentation is the first thing you need to do. We'll be back.
Stop by Lowe's, where great buys are in bloom to help you with all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with 2 for $16 premium hanging baskets. And get pint annuals 5 for $5. So what are you waiting for? Let's get growing. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid May 2nd through May 9th. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Biz Talk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the Biz Talk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, Biz Talk Radio. Alexa, open Biz Talk Market Tips.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-670-2142. 800-670-2142. That's 800-670-2142.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Yeah, I don't think you can buy love even if you invest in bonds. We were just talking about the stock market and the dismal forecasted returns for stocks going forward. Again, that's not my opinion. That's David Blanchett from Morningstar and many others. They just say, you know, this 10-year cycle is going to come to an end sooner or later, and some think it's going to be a lot worse than many of us think. Buffett doesn't necessarily think so. He's quoted recently as saying he'd much rather own stocks over the next 10 years than bonds. Me too. But you've got to be disciplined in a buy-and-hold strategy and a diversification strategy and so forth, and most people are not. They talk a good game, but most people are not. They push the panic button, and then they end up losing. So they jump into the bond market, but Ben Carlson wrote about this the other day, about how interesting the bond market looks right now, since the Federal Reserve has now raised interest rates 6 times in the past 3 years and looking to raise them some more. Let me give you the history. 2-year treasuries have gone from a mere 20 basis points, that's 0.2% return, to about 2.5% today. That's a stunning move. A stunning move. The 5-year treasury has gone from around 60 basis points back in 2012 to 2.7 today, and the 10-year hit a low of 1.4%. Remember that in 2016? And it's now right around 3%. The 30-year bottomed at 2.1% back in the summer of 2016, is now about 3.1%. So you certainly aren't getting rewarded very well today for going out long, that's for sure. And that flattening yield curve is also what concerns a lot of the market watchers. The inverted yield curve typically portends a recession. That is today when short-term rates exceed that of long-term rates. That's recession territory. Now, if you go back to 1977, the average spread between a 2-year treasury and a 30-year bond has been just over 1.2%. So spreads are much tighter than they've been historically, as I just said. The spread between the 10-year and the 30-year's like 0.1%. So we get into this discussion of duration. Now, a duration is simply a measurement of how much money you'd lose if interest rates go up 1%. That's the way I look at it. So if you looked at the iShares 1 to 3 year treasury bond, it's got a yield of 2.2%, which is high by comparison to recent past. The duration is 1.8 years. The 3 to 7 year treasury with a 2.5% yield has a duration of 4.5%. That means you're getting paid 2.5% to stay in, but you're losing 4.5% when interest rates go up 1%. The 7 to 10 year has a duration of 7.5 with a 2.7 yield. That's kind of hard to make that up. You know, 1 point increase in interest rates, you lose 7.5% of your principal. And you're only getting paid 2.7%. You're in a 3 years before you break even, if interest rates pretty much stay the same. And a 20-year Treasury's got a 17.4-year duration. That means your 2.9% yield sounds good, but you lose 17.4% of your principal. In particular, if you happen to be in a fund, per se. So I looked at the return impact of a 1% rise in interest rates on the various different types of bonds. And there's only two that produce a positive return at the end of 1 year. High yield, which loses 4.2%, but because it's got about a 6.2% yield, you make 2% on a high-yield bond if interest rates were to rise. Now, keep in mind, a high-yield bond, more commonly known as junk, could lose 30, 40% on a credit crisis issue. We're just talking about what happens if interest rates rise. This is just interest rate risk. We're not talking about credit quality risk. Municipal bonds lose 5.9% in price for a net loss of 3.3% in the overall. So your muni bond in a rising interest rate environment does not look all that hot. Investment grade corporate bonds, well, they look worse because the 3.2% that you net is all taxable. Mortgage-backed securities, 2.3% loss. 30-year treasuries, a 14.3% net loss. You lose 17.3% of your price, but because you got paid that 3%, you lose 14%. You can't make up for that in a couple of years when you're getting paid 3%, folks. So jumping on the long bandwagon, in my opinion, makes zero sense today. The 10-year treasury, which we talk about all the time, creates a price loss of minus 8.2%. Interest rates go up 1%, you lose 8.2% of your principal. But because you got a 3%, say, yield, your net loss is minus 5.5%. So if interest rates go up 1% and then stay there for the next 10 years, your 3% return is likely to be around 2%. Maybe a tiny bit shy of 2%. So I ask you, you want to earn 2% over the next 10 years? Got to pay taxes on it, at least at the federal level. That takes it down to 1.5%. And inflation's at least projected to be 2%. That's what the Federal Reserve is shooting for. So you end up losing money. Not fun. 5-year treasuries, you still lose 2% net. TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, you lose 1.8%. They're supposed to be safe, aren't they? But you can lose money even in an inflationary environment, because if the inflationary environment creates a rise in interest rates, you can still end up on the short side of the stick, although it's not that bad at minus 1.8%. And the only one besides high yield that made you money is the 2-year treasury, which netted you, after the 1.9% loss, 0.3%. So what does all this mean? We've talked about stocks being vulnerable. We're talking about bonds being potentially vulnerable. It makes retirement today a very, very risky proposition. You might recall a couple of weeks ago, I talked about the fact that when you do the math, retirement today is 10 times more risky than it was 10 years ago. Now, it's a little less than that now because interest rates have come up a bit. When I reported on that, interest rates weren't as high as they are today. But with bonds being vulnerable and stocks being vulnerable, you must be looking at different ways to achieve your retirement objectives, many of which we have discussed here on this program. For example, in the stock department, there are wiser ways to approach this business. And I think you're going to find that indexing may not be as prolific over the next decade as it's been over the last decade. Because remember, when you index, you're buying the whole market. And therefore, you have good stocks, bad stocks, high value, low value. There's no discernment into what's good and what's not good. It's just you have the whole market. And because they're inexpensive, you're saving the fee. And that fee is what has separated the so-called men from the boys, even though there are some of the boys and girls that have beaten the market over the last, 10 years or so, but they're few and far between. But a lot of that has been because of a momentum-driven market. When everything's going up, it's hard to beat indexing because they're almost free. Rather than paying a manager for some smart beta move, so to speak, right? So I think it's really, really important that you achieve some diversification. I've got some email questions coming up. One is on international stocks. Yes, I think that makes sense. Emerging markets on the stock side, small cap, not just, the Dow Jones Industrial 30 or the FANG stocks, which are pretty richly priced. Real estate, private debt, alternative investments, annuitizing income, bond alternatives, all of that stuff shaken up in the shaker might be one of the best days of your life or the best things that you might do with your portfolio. Emails are next.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site, 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis, 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention! Are you moving soon and don't know who to turn to? If you are moving or planning to move long distance or across the country, Moving APT is offering up to a 20% discount for radio callers this month. Let us handle and remove all the pain and stress in a long-distance move. Let Moving APT help you with your all-inclusive move, including packaging services, help with washers and dryers, mounted TVs, bed frames, and more. We can include packing and unpacking services or ask for boxes, tape, bubble wrap, or labels. We also disassemble and reassemble appliances and TVs at your new home. Moving is difficult and stressful, so call Moving APT today to find the most professional movers to support you. If you are looking for a low-cost quote to move long distance or across the country, call us now. Call 800-716-0362. 800-716-0362. Get a guaranteed quote with up to 20% off. 800-716-0362.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Penny Lane, there is a barber showing photographs of every head he's had the pleasure to know. And all the people that...
Well, we've had a very interesting show thus far. Talked about living a couple of years more by getting your butt off the couch. I'm going to have to work on that one. Also, Blanchett's 1% rate of return that he's thinking about over the next 10 years, and he's using pretty good data to come up with that. That's a real rate of return. This new tax law affecting divorcing individuals. It's all really important stuff. The bond market getting quite interesting. I know a lot of people are going to say, well, I'll just get out of the market now. Buffett talked about this the other day at his meeting. You know, and he talks about it all the time. Buying and holding is very, very hard to do, but if you do it, you'll probably be just fine. Now, there have been some 15-year periods that didn't look so hot, like from the year 2000 to the end of year 2014. That's a 15-year cycle, but you still made about 6%, and inflation was a couple of percentage points. So that's one of those 15-year cycles I was talking about that weren't so hot. That would portend the 15-year cycle after. That's not going to be so bad. That was 2014. 2015 wasn't a great year, but it's been sky's the limit pretty much since then, although this year's jury's still out. But timing the market, I think I've got an email on this too. But Putnam came out with their, you know, that 10-day thing that comes out every year. This is as of 12/31/2017. So if you invested on 12/31/02 to 12/31/17, that's a 15-year period of time. If you were fully invested, $10,000 turned into $41,333, which is a 9.92% rate of return. Not bad considering you lost 56% peak to trough during the crash. 9.92%. But if you missed the 10 best days, instead of having 41 grand, you got 21 grand. Cost you $20,000. Instead of a 10% return, you cut your return in half, missing 10 days out of 15 years. How many days are in 15 years? Hang on a second, I'll tell you. There's 365 days in 1 year times 15. 5,475 days You missed 10 of them. And it cost you $21,000 on a $10,000 investment, and your return drops by 50%. Miss 20 days, and you only make $13,000, you're down to a 2% return. Miss 30 days, you only have $9,374 to show for your $10,000. And if you missed 40 days, 40 of the best days, so 40 divided by 5,400, whatever, you come up with 0.0074% of the days, you only have $6,700. Now, I know a lot of the market traders are going to say, well, yeah, but if you miss the 10 worst days, blah, blah, blah. But it doesn't happen that way in real life. It just doesn't happen that way in real life. You cannot time your way in and out of the market. And all these people that boast about their rates of return are probably not telling you the truth. Unless they were true buy and hold investors in a diverse portfolio. Getting you to do that is difficult. It's very, very difficult. Now, if you do it, you're probably just fine. All right, this email just in, just before the show, so I wanted to get to it. It's from Sean. Hello, Ray. Can you tell me if the 72T is used for an IRA withdrawal or a 401k withdrawal at age 56, and I separate from my current employer and leave the money in the 401k? Thanks. Okay, so I think I know where Sean is going with this. A 72T election means you want to take money out of your retirement account before you're 59 and a half. And you may do so without penalties, assuming you take substantially equal payments over your life expectancy. Now, if it's a 401k and you sever employment in the year you turn age 55 or later, Sean, you don't need to do that. You could just go to the 401k administrator and say, send me a check. And there will be no penalty. There's always going to be income taxes. But the 72T allows you to avoid penalties. But 72T at 56 means you're going to have to stay with whatever amount that annuitization schedule requires for a minimum of 5 years until you're 61. It's 5 years or 59 and a half, whichever is the longer. And there's no flexibility to it. So the thing to do is figure out how much money you might need to carry you over from 56 to 59 and a half. Leave that money in the 401k plan, maybe a little bit more. And if you want to roll over the balance to an IRA, that's fine. And then the money that you need to live on for the next 3 years, keep super safe inside the 401k. And go to the administrator and say, cut me a check. And 99 out of 100 administrators will do that. Okay. Hey, hey, Paula. I have the ability to put money into a Roth 401k. Am I better off doing that or just sticking with the pre-tax one? Well, it's all the same 401k. It's just an option to go with Roth versus traditional. That depends on your tax bracket now and tax bracket later. Most of the time, what I recommend, hey, hey, Paula, is doing the pre-tax contribution. So let's say you put $18,000 in pre-tax, and you're in a 33% combined federal and state income tax bracket, to make my math simple. $18,000 pre-tax means you just saved $6,000 net after taxes. Take the $6,000 and fund a Roth. And if you make less than, you know, a couple hundred thousand bucks, you can do that. So rather than jump on the Roth 401k bandwagon, I'd rather you take your tax savings and fund the Roth IRA. Now, there's so much more, Paula, that goes into the calculations here. Because as I mentioned, I want to make sure that you're in a situation where you would benefit by the Roth. And if you will benefit by the Roth, my strategy is very, very good, because you can blend your tax rate down in retirement. Some people will not benefit by a Roth if they're in the low-income side. So that's something you're going to have to talk to your financial advisor about. In the meantime, go out and make it a super day. God bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to the one talk show in America that you must listen to every day. It's the Ray Lucia Show. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, bringing you the best in money information, answering questions about your biggest financial challenges, talking about your money, your business, and your life. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions online at raylucia.com.
BizTalk Radio.